Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Labor Department today says that U.S. employers added 195,000 jobs in June. The unemployment rate, however, was unchanged at 7.6%. South Korea today lifted a ban on U.S. wheat imports after the local food safety regulator found no unapproved genetically modified grain in recent U.S. shipments to the country. The Korea Flour Mills Industrial Association says in a statement today that it decided to resume purchasing U.S. wheat after a suspension imposed on May 31st following the discovery of unapproved genetically modified white wheat strain at a farm in Oregon. This morning, USDA reported its latest export sales report for the week ending June 27th. The numbers look like this: millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 21.8. Corn this year, 9.2. Next year, 3.2. And soybeans this year, 4.4. And next year, 9.2. Also this morning, private exporters reporting to USDA export sales of 120,000 metric tons of soft red winter wheat for delivery to China during the 2013-14 marketing year. Also this morning, the sale of 120,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations during the 13-14 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 15,008, up 93 points. The NASDAQ sitting at 3466, up 23. And the S&P 500, 1626, it's up 11 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Nearly ideal weather will occur across a big part of the Midwest over this next 10 days to 2 weeks, perhaps. We are expecting to see a good alternating pattern of rain and sunshine, along with warm temperatures to promote crop development. Fieldwork will advance around the precipitation events, although some areas in the eastern Midwest will see a high enough frequency of precipitation to limit that field operation. But we are expecting to see good conditions in many other areas. In fact, there will be a net drying bias playing out in the southwestern portions of the Midwest and portions of the northwestern delta as well. These areas will see some shower activity, but they will probably not be great enough rain producers to counter evaporation, and the firming of soil will continue rather gradually over time. Subsoil moisture is still favorable in most of these areas and will carry on normal crop development without an issue for a while. Some minor ridge building will be possible over portions of the southwestern Corn Belt for a little while, about a week to 10 days from now, and that may induce some of the warmest weather and a little more concern about the future for crops in that area. But we don't expect the feature to become a persistent event that will likely threaten the production potential, at least not for a while. Most of the Midwest, in the meantime, will be seeing showers and thunderstorms moving over the top of the little ridge of high pressure that will evolve 10 days from now and maintain a shower and thunderstorm pattern. Over the next 7 days, almost everybody in the Midwest will receive rain at one time or another. Amounts will be lightest from eastern portions of South Dakota into Kansas and parts of western Missouri. Those areas will probably see a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 0.5 inch. Rain totals a little bit further to the east from eastern Minnesota and Wisconsin down into Illinois. We'll probably see amounts of 0.5 to 1.25 inches with some localized greater amounts. The most significant rains will likely come up from Kentucky into parts of Ohio and Indiana, and a lot of that will occur over the next day or two. We'll see 1 week rain totals probably running from about 1 to 2.5 inches with some local totals over 3 inches. But again, a lot of that rain will occur today and tomorrow in Kentucky in particular, where some localized amounts over 4 inches may occur and some flooding will occur. We do expect to see the southeastern part of the U.S. take a little break from all the excessive rains that they have seen here recently. The southeastern parts of the nation have seen multiple inches of rain as recently as the last 2 days, with some torrential rains in northwestern parts of Florida, where more than 12 inches were reported over a couple of counties. The temperatures across the Midwest are expected to be seasonable for the next full week. Near normal to slightly warmer than normal readings will take place, and that means the daily highs will be running mostly in the 80s across the region, and we may see a few lower 90s in the western or southwestern portions of the region periodically. Nobody will see temperatures any cooler than the upper 70s, and those will be scattered across northern areas only. The low temperatures at night will be mostly in the 60s over the next few days, but we'll start seeing more lower 70s occurring as we get into Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. And if that high pressure ridge forms in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt a week to 10 days from now, we'll see even warmer conditions. Confidence in that ridge is a little low, though. Not a lot of models have it, but the European computer forecast model is the one that is advertising the event. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading since the market opened this morning. In the hard red winter wheat varieties, September at 6.95 and a quarter, up three quarters. Soft wheat, July 6.64, up six and a quarter. September 6.69, up four. July corn, 6.81 and a half, up three and a quarter. September 5.30 and a quarter, down two. And December at 4.98 and a half, down one and down four and a quarter. July soybeans, 15.92, up 8.5. September, 12.93.5, down 4. And November, at 12.46.25, down 4.5. July soybean meal, 4.90.20, down 40. September, 3.93.70, down 2.10. July soybean oil, 47.35, up 13. September, 46.86, and it is up 18. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
I would suspect that at least in Chicago at the Board of Trade, those pits might have fewer people in them today.
Yeah, I think it's kind of settled down here. We had the old-fashioned open here this morning, which is, you know, no electronic trade overnight, and kind of started out with a little bit of activity, but it's really kind of backed off since then at 8:30. So several things, though, kind of a mixed bag here today. We did have China came in, bought some corn and some wheat again. They announced that this morning. We have talk in the trade that there may have been up to like 15 cargoes of wheat purchase and several cargoes of corn purchase from China on this lower market. We had the jobs report out and the dollar's up higher, stronger. It went up and it's backed off its highs a little bit, but it's going up and threatening the May highs here. And technically, if it would get through that, I mean, I think you could see another move higher. But so far, we've tried this area two or three times now and haven't been able to get through that. I guess really Argentina, I think, has got some problems down there. They're trying to get some wheat back from the farmers to sell back into the domestic market to kind of hold prices down. Then, of course, we have in the Mideast, we have the, looks like a coup going on, a military coup in Egypt, and the energy prices are up pretty strong here. Crude oil is up to almost 102 here this morning.
And we had export sales this morning in that old crop beans at 4.4 million bushels, probably enough to keep that price firm, I would think, in the old crop.
I think so. We're just still continuing to probably use more old crop beans than we really can continue to do at this kind of pace. So, but in the end, I think the weather and looks like really non-threatening weather, that's kind of the thing that's going to trump the market here today probably. And low volume markets like today, you never know, things can happen. But as we were talking earlier, I think, you know, a lot of times that happens as you get towards the close. So
Informa put a big number on corn over the weekend, well, actually Friday. I wonder, though, how much they take into account the the rain that we've seen. And now we hear from Drew we get rain in northern central U.S., 2 inches or more, North Dakota, southern Minnesota, Wisconsin, and some of those places don't need any more rain.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know just from experiencing the crop insurance side of it here in this office, that, I mean, we've just got some people that just haven't been able to get any beans in some areas, but very few beans in others, prevent plant corn. But, you know, it's really a tough one to call this year because you have such a mixed bag across the country, and you have these spots that are really hurting, and then you have others that really are in pretty good shape with some holes, some ponds. But I don't know. It's going to be tough all summer, I think, to really put a good, solid number on this thing. But the acres that we came out with, that's what they're going to use, and that's, you know, now it's kind of a matter of where the yield comes in.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. July corn, 683, up 4 3/4. September, 531, down 1 1/4. In December, at 499 1/4. And it is down 3 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central Time.